world. Your suggestions and requests are always welcome. World Harvest encourages you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 9:30. With AM 580 News, I'm Jeff Bossert. A round of state worker layoffs announced by the Blagojevich administration yesterday will close two dozen state parks and historic sites around Illinois this fall. The list includes Kickapoo State Park near Oakwood, Wolf Creek State Park at Windsor, and Weldon Springs State Park near Clinton. Historic sites to be closed include the Bryant Cottage at Bement, the Lincoln Log Cabin near Charleston, and the David Davis Mansion in Bloomington. Kelly Quinn, spokeswoman for Governor Rob Blagojevich, says the layoffs are needed to balance the budget passed by the General Assembly and that the administration is trying to minimize adverse effects. But Anders Lindahl of the Government Employees Union AFSCME says Blagojevich went easy on upper management and non-personnel spending in making the cuts.
The burden of these cuts by Rod Blagojevich falls squarely on the frontline hardworking men and women who provide direct services to the public. And consequently, the pain falls on real people in all of our communities around the state who won't be able to visit state parks or historic sites.
The layoffs also reach into the state departments of Human Services and Children and Family Services for a total of 454 employees. 125 of those are Children and Family Service workers slated to be transferred to vacant positions, but Lindahl says any transfers of union members would have to be negotiated. Lindahl says AFSCME is calling on the public to protest the governor's layoffs and also to pressure lawmakers to balance the budget before the layoffs take effect. A new state law strengthens protections against discrimination based on the results of sophisticated genetic tests that can pinpoint someone's risk of disease. The changes bring Illinois in line with federal law and in some instances even surpass it. Advocates hope the changes will offer peace of mind to people who might otherwise be dissuaded from undergoing such tests because they fear repercussions from their employer or health insurer. The American Civil Liberties Union of Illinois says the state has a genetic non-discrimination law for about a decade. It had one for about a decade, but updates to it signed this week by the governor helped modernize it after Congress passed the Federal Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act this spring. When Barack Obama accepted the Democratic nomination for president last night, he made history. He's the first African-American to gain a major party's nod. But even in one of his strongest bases of support, his race may be a detriment. From the DNC in Denver, Amanda Vinicky reports.
Unions are traditionally major supporters of Democrats, and Obama is no exception. But union leaders say some of their rank and file are not on board with Obama. Jerry McGinty hit on it during a speech to the Illinois delegation. He's international president of AFSCME.
We in American labor, in our union, in steel, in the machinist, in the CWA, and you name them, in this election we have to fight with our own members to win this election.
He says some union members are afraid to campaign and vote for Obama.
And they'll say, we can't vote for him or I can't vote for him because he's black.
At least one Illinois union leader says he's spoken with members who feel that way. McGinty says workers with such fears should think about how much Obama's policies will help their families. From the Democratic National Convention in Denver, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A Barack Obama delegate from Champaign predicts his candidate will enjoy a huge bounce in popularity following his acceptance speech last night. State Senator Mike Frerichs was among an estimated 75,000 people at Invesco Field. Frerichs says moving the last night of the Democratic National Convention to a football stadium increased the energy level last night by allowing more than just convention regulars to take part.
We have 75,000 people showing up for this. And this is not just about party insiders. This is about regular citizens who are energized, people coming forward for the first time to participate in campaigns to get registered. And that's a great sign for Barack Obama's campaign, but also for the future of our country.
Frerichs says he thinks Obama's speech contained in the substantive outline for change that will convince many independents to vote for him in November. The Champaign Democrat says that in contrast, Republican candidate John McCain, quote, just asked for more of the same. Bradley University is requiring faculty and staff to keep their cell phones turned on and ready during classes in the name of student safety. Bradley President Joanne Glasser said in an email to employees and students that all faculty and staff should either have their cell phones on during class or designate a student to keep theirs handy. She says the new policy will allow the campus community to get text messages from the university in case of an emergency. She noted the campus shootings at Virginia Tech and Northern Illinois University as examples of incidents that can happen that students need to be notified of quickly. The University of Illinois also has such a system in place. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
9:35, and we check in with Ed Kieser for a look at the weekend forecast. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Nice weekend and not an awful lot of rain last night.
No, the rainfall amounts, though, were variable. Even just within Champaign County, I could talk all day about rainfall amounts if we want to break it down throughout Illinois and Indiana, or even just Illinois. But in Champaign County, some places got less than a tenth of an inch, and other places got more than an inch. The heaviest rain fell just north of Broadlands, according to radar, and in a band from just north of Broadlands, just north of Allerton, just north of Sidel in Vermilion County. Heavy rain, or rather heavy rain, too, surrounding that.